Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA and Mary Montague, not from Montague.
From West Hampton.
But from West Hampton and from Ridgemont Farm. And the other night, Mary, I had a dream and I thought maybe this is the first sign of spring mentally, that my friend who does some backyard maple sugaring came to the station with maple syrup for me. And I was like, oh, thank God, it's finally here. And that is what you do on your farm. One of the many things that you would do now, maple sugaring. You brought me some. This is the most, it's like the crack cocaine of maple syrup.
I think it's the creme de la creme.
Cream. You can call it the creme de la creme, too. Your farm is Bridgemont Farm in Montague.
In West Hampton.
And you know, your name is Montague. It's so confusing. I thought maybe I'm a Capulet. Now we're against each other. A farm that's transitioned from a dairy farm, like many of the farms in our valley have, to doing other things, including this grass-fed beef. You've got your family's farm has been going for how long?
229 years.
Just 229 years?
Just that. 1786.
Has it always been called Bridgemont Farm?
It was Bridgman's to start with, and then they married a Montague, and that's where you
get them. Is that
you? No, it's not my husband's.
Oh, right.
I'm not by blood.
I'm Montague.
I just work.
You are a Capulet by blood.
Yeah.
Is this the original font of the farm? It looks like Gothic or something
like that? You know, I did that.
You did?
Yes. Yeah. I just decided that just looked right.
229 years.
You know, they would have written that way, yes.
Been the font that they used right then. So you married into this age-old farm. Your grandkids are part of the farm. So what generation of farming are they?
They're the ninth.
Nine generations.
Yes.
There's a little bit of a childhood, lifelong love story that goes into your relationship with this farm as well, right?
Yes. My husband and I met when we were nine in 4-H, but his grandparents and my grandparents were friends because they were both farmers, and they met because they were both sugar makers.
And did you know at age nine that your husband would be
I thought he was kind of weird.
When did you stop thinking he was weird? Or do you still?
About 2 years ago?
We dated a little while in high school, and then I think it was, we actually started really dating after high school.
So what do you do on the farm?
Right now, I do the marketing. He says he'll grow it if I market it. So when somebody comes to buy at the store, I'm the one that goes down and answers the questions and tries to educate them about grass-fed beef and give them what they're looking for. He goes to the barn and takes care of the animals.
Mary Montague from Bridgemont Farm in West Hampton. You mentioned that you do mostly, you know, the marketing of the farm. Is that a kind of new transition in regards to what you've been doing farming previously? I'm imagining 229 years ago, there wasn't so much marketing. You wouldn't have to choose.
No,
you know, just
font,
go with the Gothic font that is common at the time, and now you're having to make those kind of decisions. Is this something new to you that you had to adapt?
I definitely did. I didn't know much about marketing, but I had always wanted to be an artist. So when I started doing that again, I've always dabbled in it, but I started doing it again before I had retired being a nurse. So I had to learn to market myself as an artist. So I brought that over into the meat business, and I'm not as shy about it anymore. I'm there. We need it for our family, and that's something I can do. My husband won't do it.
He's good at the farming part.
He doesn't want to talk. No.
How has the farm changed with the buy local movement here in the valley?
I think the buy local movement is who we are. I mean, if we didn't have people wanting local, it would be hard to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's tuned into that now. They want to know where their meat came from. They want to come to the farm and see the little animals, the new baby goats and the calves and stuff in the summer. So that's all part of it. They want to be friends with the farmers and know where their meat comes from and what they're eating.
Has that been an interesting transition for your husband, who I'm sure was farming with his family at a time where that wasn't as common?
Yeah, it was. It is a transition for him. And he's very good about talking to people. He just doesn't think he is.
That's why you marry an extrovert if you're an introvert. And they get them to do all that.
Yeah, opposites attract.
That's right. That's why my wife isn't on the air right now.
Yes.
Until I make her call
her up
on the
phone.
Word of the week a little bit later.
Your farm business has just been able to really look the fiscal realities in the face and adapt to ensure that the farm goes another 100 years.
That's my husband. He does the figures. He's the mathematician. I'm the artist.
Opposites
I do the creative. He does the money. And he was the one that knew that the dairy was not going to, we were going the wrong way. And that was a hard decision. We really didn't want to get rid of our animals. They were our pets. We knew their families. So they were close. And it was hard to do that and hard to sell them to other people. But that's what we had to do. It was the good decision. We needed to do that.
Mary Montague, I guess now the matriarch of a ninth generation farm family, Bridgemont Farm in West Hampton. And Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.